Share with you a few verses that's leaping off the Bible tonight. In Proverbs 16 and 32, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. I love Proverbs 17, and watch what it says in verse 2. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causes shame, shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. Verse 5, whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker, and he that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Verse 6, for us grandparents, children's children are the crown of old men. Well, if you can't say amen right there, you just ain't got no amen in you tonight. And the glory of children are their fathers. He said a gift, in verse 8, is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. Verse 22 of Proverbs 17, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. The Bible says in verse of chapter 18 and verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city and as a high wall in his own conceit. Verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Verse 22, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. Verse 24 tonight, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Thank you for standing tonight. Our Father, we're grateful for what you've done for us in this church today. How you've encouraged and challenged our hearts. Lord, you've led us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And I thank you for that. I want to thank you for the good singing. I want to thank you for the ones that have they've accepted your Son. And Lord, they have came by believer's baptism tonight. God is a witness to show that they're following your Son. Now, I pray that you'd help us in this verse 24. God, I'm a needy preacher tonight. And I ask you to touch me and you let me be a blessing to the people this evening. For in Christ's sake, in Christ's name I ask you, amen and amen. Tonight in verse 24 of Proverbs 18, there the Bible says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'd like to preach on this topic this evening on this friend of mine. This friend of mine. I'm glad he is a close friend. I'm glad he is a committed friend. But here in the Bible, as the Proverbs tell us, there's many nuggets in the book of Proverbs. It is loaded. Boy, if you ever just want to get some real nugget reading, get in the book of Proverbs. It's full of wisdom and direction. But here's the writer is writing. He said, you know what? A man that has friends must show himself friend. Now, there's some folk going to have to hire pallbearers to tote them to the grave. Somebody say amen right there. I mean, a good smile will help anybody tonight. It's easier to smile than it is to frown. So if you don't have any friends, you're just telling on yourself. You've not showed yourself to be friendly. Amen, preacher. Amen. But the Bible says, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And I want to say this friend of mine is none other but the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got a lot of friends in this church. I've got a lot of friends out of this church. But I found out that a lot of times, Brother Adam, some friends come and go. But I'm going to tell you, there is one that sticketh closer than a brother tonight. And he's the Lord Jesus Christ. The Muslims have bypassed him, and they say that they are our brothers and sisters. But my friend, if you bypass Christ tonight, Hell will be your home. You say, preacher, I don't believe in hell. That don't change the fact you're going there unless you get saved by the grace of God. And friend, I'm going to tell you, you cannot bypass Jesus to get to heaven. All roads don't lead to heaven. A lot of people confuse. They say many roads lead to heaven. Just do good or be baptized or give all your money away, honey. It's still the blood tonight of the Lord Jesus Christ that washes men, women, boys, and girls clean and puts their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I've known this friend now for a long time. And my, what a friend he's proved himself to be. I'd like to say, first of all, he is a loving friend. The Bible said in Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all time. Have you ever had friends that they was your friend as long as you had a little money, or you had a little Budweiser, or you had a little bit of something of the world, and boy, they just flocked to you and loved you? I'm going to tell you tonight, a rich man will never know who his friends are. Amen. Boy, money can buy them fair weather friends. Some of you tonight, you got people that's using you just so they can get out of you what they can get out of you. But I love people that just ain't got a lot. I refer to them to the Dollar General crowd. I like them kind of people that buy them dollar canned sardines and them 49 cent bainies. Amen. I like that kind of people tonight. I've never enjoyed them highfalutin society folk thought they was on a limb higher than somebody else. Honey, let me tell you, you may own all the cattle on the Thousand Hills tonight, but God can snap His finger and get every heifer and bull in the field. You may own all the property that joins to you, but there's a God in heaven can snap His fingers and get everything you got tonight. But there is one that sticketh closer than a brother, and He is the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, I'm glad that my Bible says that He loveth us at all time. A friend loveth at all time. You'll find out who your friends are when you hit the bottom. As long as I had a boat full of gas and boy, a nice chest full of the devil's drink, they'd line up to go fishing. But boy, when you become a Baptist preacher, ain't many folk want to get in a boat and stay with you all day on Saturday. Somebody say amen right there. Boy, I'm going to tell you, there is one that sticketh closer than a brother. He is a loving friend. He said, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Now, we talk about this loving friend. In Romans 8 and verse 35, boy, a lot of times we think, you know, we serve the Lord, and we love the Lord, and we're having hard times. Does the Lord really care? Does the Lord really love us? There's a lot of boys on TV, they preaching tonight, that if you'll just send them a tithe check, if you'll send them something, and if you do this and do that, they'll promise you health and prosperity. That's not in our Bible tonight. What about Job? There was none lived no closer to him. Said it, he was the most righteous man in the East. And friend, adversity found him just like that verse. But you know something? God loved Job. And in spite of what you're going through tonight, friend, God loves you. It's not about the storm. I'm going to tell you, God loves us through everything that's going on tonight. He said this in Romans 8:35, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." Can I tell you that adversities are conquered by the saint and not conquerors of the saint? I'm glad we've got a power in us that lets us go through tonight. He said, I am persuaded. I'm more persuaded about this friend than I've ever been in all of my life. That neither death. Thank God He loves me in the grave. And you know, that word really don't bother me a lot. It's this next word that bothers me. There are some things worse than death, and that's life. The Bible said, I'm persuaded that neither death nor life. It don't matter what comes up in your life. nor angels or principalities or powers, nor things present or things to come, nor height or depth, nor any other creature shall be able to set us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Did you catch that last phrase? He said, if you want to know about the love of God, he said, I can tell you how He loves you, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He must have loved us a lot, Brother Gerald, to give us the best that He had. And that was the darling Lamb of God. This friend of mine, he loves at all times. He is a loving friend. Nobody like Him. Isn't it amazing how He can come by and love on you? How many times have you felt down and depressed and the Lord come by and helped you? You got the Word of God and began to read. Or you heard an old hymn, an old song, and boy, God come right by and He said, you know what? In spite of your tribulation, in spite of your trouble, I love you through every bit of it. When everybody else has thrown the towel in, He loves you tonight. He died for you. Thank God He loves us at all times. Whoop, whoop. Hallelujah. I'm glad He loves us, children. He loves us tonight. He loves us at all times. You know, sometimes anybody have a wife gets a little upset with you every now and then, just every now and then. Sometimes I say, hon, do you love me? She said, well, you know I love you. I've been with you 31 years. Can I tell you, honey, He's been with me since the day I accepted Him. I'm glad He loves me in spite of who I am. I'm glad He loves you in spite of who you are. He loves us with an everlasting love this season. He loves at all times. Now, He may not love what we do in all the time, but He loves us. Hey, down in here. Hey, hey, you might not like me, but you got to love me tonight. How's one of them babies that only the mama could love? Boy, I'm glad He loves us at all times. This friend of mine, he's a loving friend. And I want to say, secondly, he's a lasting friend. In Proverbs 18 and verse number 24, there the Bible says this, He sticketh closer than a brother. The word sticketh means to adhere to cleave closely, stuck like glue. My little grandbaby, she sings this song. Don't know where she got it. Stuck like glue. I wish I knowed all of it. I'd sing it for you tonight. She said, we so close, we stuck like glue. Stuck like glue. Can I tell you, honey, the Lord Jesus is a lasting friend and He sticks like glue. There's been times I've left Him, but He's never, never left me tonight. Oh, He is a lasting friend. How many times have you thought, now I know this, you're going to be my buddy forever. But something come up and ain't your buddy no more. But He's a lasting friend. You know, number three, not only this friend of mine is he a loving friend, not only is he a lasting friend, but oh, he's a living friend. Isn't it bad that the friends that you love, you have to walk by a coffin and do our goodbyes till we see them in a little while if they're saved. But boy, I'm going to tell you something. I've got a friend that is a living friend. He'll never die. Now, in Mark 16, I want you to watch your Bible tonight. In Mark 16 and verse number 1, I want you to see this great illustration about a lasting friend. In Mark 16 and verse number 1, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint Him. And very early in the morning, The first day of the week they came to the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. They said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher?" And when they looked, they saw the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. They were frightened. He said unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified." Guess what? He's risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. Now watch your Bible. "But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you." Can I tell you, first of all tonight, on he is a living friend. He got up out of the grave. Buddha's in the grave. Muhammad, Brother Chris, you do a wonderful job at that song. He's in the grave. But over yonder in the garden, there's an empty tomb. He got up the third day, and he rose victor over death, hell, and the grave. And guess what? He's coming back one of these mornings out of the eastern sky saying, he said, "Lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." He said, "Go tell the disciples and Peter." What was that about? Well, I'm going to tell you, he's a living friend. Look at Peter in Luke 22 and 31, why he said something like that. Luke 22 and 31. Now, the Bible starts out, and we find Peter. The Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." And by the way, Satan still desires to have you tonight. He'd love to have your home and your marriage. He'd love to have your faith. He said, "But I've prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." And he said unto him, "Lord, I'm ready to go with thee both into prison and to death." And the Lord said, "I tell you, Peter, the cock or the rooster shall not crow this day before thou shalt deny me three times." And he said, "Lord, I'll go with you to death." And then we pick up in a verse number, if we could look, 54. "Then they took him," the Lord Jesus, "and led him and brought him into the high priest's house." And here's Peter. He followed afar off. "And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, they were set down together, and Peter sat down among them." Now I want to say, if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. He was camping out around the wrong fire. And we may be singing in the choir on Sunday, but you better be careful what kind of fire you're setting around on Monday, because you may be blowed out from in here on Sunday. "A certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him, and said, this man was also with him. And he denied him," Peter, "saying, woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. And about the space of an hour, after another confidentially affirmed, saying of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he's a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know not what you're saying. And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. Any of y'all ever eat crow? Something about crow, the more you chew it, the bigger it gets. Don't say, I won't do that. Oh, don't, whatever you do, don't say you young'uns won't do that. Because it's in all of us to do it. And look in verse 62. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. I can tell you one thing. I may make mistakes, and I do make mistakes, but when I really mess up, Brother Lee, it breaks my heart. I just can't do the things I used to do. You know the Bible said if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are becoming new. I just can't do what I used to do long. Peter denied the Lord. The Lord, the greatest friend that he ever had. He said, Peter, he said, you're not near as strong as you think you are. He said, Lord, I'll go with you to death. I'll go with you to the grave. And it wasn't long. He got around the wrong crowd and the wrong fire, and he denied the Lord. Another place said he went to cussing a little bit. Amen. Some of y'all can relate to that, can't you? When that cock crew, he went out and he wept bitterly. Matter of fact, one passage there, when they was leading Jesus away, he looked and he turned and he looked at Peter. And isn't that just like our living friend? Said, you know, I know Peter's been over there and he's a nervous wreck about what he's done. And he said, I know he's going to do that because I done told him he's going to do it before he did it. He said, but in spite of who Peter is and in spite of what Peter did, I want you to go tell him that I got out of the grave. And by the way, I love you, Peter. Boy, ain't it a blessing to know when you mess up that you got a lasting and a living friend. Has anybody ever done something you wished you really hadn't done? I mean, said something you wish you hadn't said or done. I mean, sometimes I can just crawl up under a matchbox with what I say. And I know you perfect people don't live in where I live. But boy, I make my share of mistakes. But I'm glad we've got a friend that comes by and lets us know that he is a lasting friend. And when everybody else walked off the hill, Jesus would be there for you. He is a living friend. Thank God he got out of the grave. Matter of fact, that's one of the greatest presentations of the gospel. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Savior. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, I'm going to pray the Holy Ghost will convince you of that. Because, honey, he hung on a cross and he died for you. And he died for me. And they buried him. They put him in a tomb. But the third day, the stone couldn't hold him. The stone was rolled away. And now he sits on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for me. We don't need a priest in this life. We have the great high priest tonight, making intercession for me. Now, when I do wrong, I say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of what I've done. Lord, restore to me the joy of my salvation. God, give me my fellowship back. Boy, it's just like our lasting and loving and living friend. He forgives us and restores that fellowship. Boy, now he walks with us and talks with us. You say, preacher, how do you know all that's real? Well, I simply ask you this. I can't tell you how good a drink of water is till you've got you a drink of water. And I can't describe to you how good it is, but I can tell you there's something down inside of me that he put in there one day by the Spirit of God, and he's wonderful in my heart. Boy, I'm glad tonight this friend of mine is a loving friend. He's a lasting friend, and He's a living friend. But I'm going to tell you, 1 Peter 5 and 7, He's a listening friend. Aren't you glad we got somebody we can talk to? How many times have you been able to... You know, there's been times that I needed to call somebody, and there's people sitting here that I called your cell phone and you didn't answer. You know why? You was busy, and maybe you was at work, or maybe you even had your phone turned off. Let me tell you something. 1 Peter 5 and 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. His phone's never busy, friend. I'm glad He's a listening friend. You know, sometimes I just need to talk to somebody. Isn't it a blessing, Brother Joe, to have friends you can go to and just talk to, and they help you? But I want to ask you tonight, casting all your care or worry upon Him, for He careth for you. I'm glad He's a listening friend. He does care what I'm doing. He does care about your concerns and your worries and your frustrations. He's very involved in our lives in a way that a lot of times the devil will have us to forget. He's a listening friend. Boy, isn't it a blessing just to have somebody to listen. Sometimes it's just good to sit down and somebody just listen. Just don't say a lot, just listen. Boy, ain't you glad we got a listening friend. Miss Sherry, I want you to come tonight. Brother Tim, I want you to lead us. Maybe in what a friend we have in Jesus. He's a listening friend. And I want to say this. In Psalms chapter number 40, lastly, He's a lifting friend. Oh, how He lifted us up out of the miry clay. Psalmist David said in Psalms chapter number 40, he said these words that really ring out in my heart. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. You know, there's been times I've just pulled over on the side of the road and said, Lord, I can't take them. I got to talk to You about this. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and He established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. He can lift you out tonight. Me and one of the church members was out over yonder in Alabama one day, and it snowed. Brother Gerald, an old boy, had run off the road there in a curve and slid in the ditch, and we stopped. I said, hey buddy, you want us to pull you out? He said, boy, I sure would. We pulled him out. You know what he said? He said, thank you for stopping and pulling me out. I'm glad He pulled me out of a horrible pit. I ought to thank Him every chance I get. Lord, I was in a ditch. You pulled me out. Lord, You cared when nobody else seemed to care. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. But Tim sang us in that song, and out all over the house, you